goodness. This is special edition
something.
19.
You know, I should have known better than to leave you in track of counting.
Yeah. You know, counting, you know.
Counting is not your strong suit.
Under 20 is kind of
we'll just call it like episode 53 again.
This is a special edition of What's On Your Mind live on location. And again, this is a podcast, so we really can't be that live. At CoilCon 3 in Kokomo, Indiana, Kokomo Toys. Joining me is my regular everyday cohort and just general douchebag, Mike.
That's what we do here.
And if you're hearing a familiar laugh of voice, it's legacy co-host, the guy you replaced.
I don't replace anyone. There are people who've come before me, but I'm one of a kind.
That's true.
The guy you replaced. It's our old co-host, Greg. Greg, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
It is. We are wonderful, Greg. It is a pleasure to meet you face to face. As I said to you yesterday, I always thought you'd be shorter.
I hear that a lot.
But then again, I mean, when you think about
that's
it,
that's okay. When everyone sees him, they think, I thought you'd be skinnier.
I thought you'd be thinner and better looking, and perhaps without that pungent smell.
Wait, but, you're not Seth MacFarlane?
Well, you know, it's one of those. Maybe he's like the skinny guy that I ate. He's the skinny guy trying to get out from inside of me because I ate him.
Okay, we'll go with that.
And but you know, when you stop and think about it, Greg, I mean, you know what? You're about 6'4".
Yep, 6'4".
You know, that's a good 99.5% of the population doesn't get that tall. So it's really not that out of line to think.
That I would be shorter than
you'd be shorter.
That's true. Good point.
It's not to say that I thought you'd be short. It's to say that I thought you'd be shorter than 6'4".
Demographics,
but
I understand.
No, Greg dunks, everybody. Greg dunks.
While holding his beer today.
Yes.
Okay, so we're toward the end of the day here. It's 3 o'clock. It's kind of winding down. The prize tables dwindle down to nothing. Mike, the voice of CoilCon, how do you picture this day? How sum it up?
I tell you, speaking as an organizer, we had
he lies he didn't really do that much
over the you know, for those of you not familiar with the Midwestern weather system that passed through over the last couple of days, it really complicated things from a logistical standpoint. We've had a lot to overcome these last couple of days in terms of getting this thing off without any real major hitches, and we've managed to put that together. We've got a show going on. Everybody's having a great time. It's well attended. It's diverse. You know, we've got Robert Atkins here. We've got Frederick Doss sitting just feet behind us. In fact, and we'll bring him in a second, and. You know, we've got Joe Declassified here, and there's just all kinds of good stuff going on, and it's really been a great show, and I think it speaks to it's a good testament to our community to just come together and enjoy things the way we have in the face of just, you know, there any number of things could have ruined today, but none of them did.
Greg, this is your first CoilCon.
Yes, it is.
You've been to one CanadaCon.
Yep, and then one JoeCon back in the day.
Back in the day. How's this rate? Your thoughts?
I think this is pretty top tier. I like that it's outside. That's a nice change of pace because it's gorgeous weather today. I mean, it's nice breeze, probably mid-70s.
You were working on your tan earlier.
I was working on my base.
He's still white.
But I agree with Mike. It's been very well attended. For a while there, the tent was packed with people and you couldn't even get in, and I think it's just
you couldn't even get into the store.
Yeah, the store had a line.
Yeah.
It was waiting in line for half an hour to get inside of Kokomo Toys and Collectibles, so that was pretty interesting. But I've had a great time. I got to talk to a ton of people that I only know from online, and it's I've had a blast.
Good. Next order.
Well, what about your thoughts, Gary?
Why don't you reflect a little on this.
Maybe combine Greg's thoughts as an attendee and my thoughts as an organizer. As you've both been an organizer who didn't do much.
Look who's talking. let's see.
I run the prize table, damn it.
Either my day or my night ended at 4 or began at 4. I can't decide. It was well into the evening. Dang it, Mike.
You know, Mike is trying to trip himself.
I've become entangled.
You found the rabbit, trap. Would you just use your other hand?
Jeez.
We have,
that didn't help.
We have nothing but just tons and tons of cable. Now he gives me his foot.
We need a cameraman.
Yeah.
Oh God, Mike.
Oh.
4 o'clock this morning is when I got back to the hotel after helping with the Mad Rush to get the sets together. The sets, they were a challenge for everybody involved. Getting stuff at the last minute, engineer, a lot of R&D into this stuff because it's never been done. The glider and the gliders have been done before by other people in smaller scale, but the clip has never been duplicated really, and that's what we spent a ton of R&D on trying to figure out. The box artwork is awesome. The guys that help us on the graphic design did a stellar job. Jay did an awesome job with the figures.
Absolutely.
So
I'm hoping our fans are enjoying the sounds of Kokomo in the background.
Yeah. Today is also the gun show at the Kokomo Convention Center.
Ah, yes.
And that's not to say it's a bunch of guys walking around with no sleeves.
Well, you know, we have our gun show here. Kapow.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Man.
So, I got here late because I at least needed 5 hours of sleep versus the 4 that I probably should have got if I got up on time. And this place was packed already at 9:20 after 9. The parking lot next door is a Dollar General. No, they don't have figures. We've checked. that was packed. There's a lot across the street that was packed. It's been packed all day. You're right. The tent has been packed all day. Robert has been busy talking and selling his prints. Which incidentally got my snow job print. Thank you very much.
It's awesome.
I agree. the store has been packed. Gosh, I think it's a what? Were you going to sign something? Now see, I'm recording and people are, hey, you got this? What do you want? Anyways, that's Roshan, Josh over there. What do you need? There is a Sharpie.
Yep.
The
person with the
free book. Right in front of you!
There's a Sharpie right there. He's only an author. He's not really meant to see things. Okay. So, yeah, it was a real good show.
Anyways, we're having a show.
I don't know. Yeah, we still are recording. Right. I don't know how many people showed up. We'll have to do the final tally later, but I think it's more than last year. I'm willing to take a shot at that.
I think at our peak times, we had more going on than we did last year. I know, again, as an organizer, I was busier this year than I was last year, and I was pretty busy last year.
Yeah, I don't think I got a chance to sit down very much until noonish.
Yeah.
And then we had fire trucks and everything to show up.
Then
at
we
that
had
point.
Fire trucks. Thankfully, no lasting injuries of note at CoilCon 3.
But it's kind of tough. To top that next year, I mean, we're going to have to blow stuff up, I think.
That's, yeah.
Greg's like, I'll be back.
Tell Todd and Amber the house has got to go.
Okay, so have you got a chance to see the set? Did you get a set or no?
No, I did not get a set. I haven't even seen it yet. Everyone seems to be hoarding them.
They're still available.
Are they?
Yeah, there's 5 available.
We'll talk after the show.
We'll talk after the show. He has to call the fiance first, I'm sure.
It's true. Finances are tight.
and when is that deal done?
A month.
A month.
October 6th.
Good.
Yep.
Then we'll no longer see him on any more podcasts ever.
Yep. This is kind of Greg's swan song, probably.
Yeah. This is basically my bachelor party right now.
Later tonight, we will be recording from the Hip Hugger.
Lovely. Sounds like a nice establishment.
Anything with the name Hip Hugger, yeah.
Well, essentially, we could just start playing, pour some sugar on me in the background, and we could just say it is now.
Crank it up.
It'd kind of be the same thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pour some sugar on me.
Go ahead, Gary, talk.
In the name of love.
Let's pull in a guest here that's been to the show. Cliff.
Come on, find me.
Cliff, come here.
The lovely Cliff Bailey.
Cliff Bailey. We'll get his thoughts on the show.
Prince of the prize table.
General random thoughts of the show, man. This is your, third year?
Yes, this is my third year. It's great.
You want to elaborate any more?
Sure. More than that? No, it's really cool.
Show off that radio, those radio chops, Cliff.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. No, it's really awesome. There's a lot of guys here, good guys talking about Joe's, and lots of the vendors are great this year. I think there's more than last year. It's been a lot of fun. So I've really enjoyed it.
He has been my personal hookup today.
No problem. I'm here for you all the time.
I have a running tab with Cliff.
Whatever you need. Within reason.
Plenty of Resolute Troopers.
Within reason.
I am good to go. My army building is done. But thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Cliff Bailey, everybody.
Notice that Cliff's make.
But there's no ketchup. I'm sorry, I didn't mention the ketchup.
Yeah, he did bring the Retaliation branded Heinz ketchup.
Notice how Cliff makes no attempt to hook up anyone else. Just Gary.
He knows.
Just Gary.
He knows.
So now, whatever, Cliff.
We had this plethora of tickets. Explain the different tickets that we had today and how this all works here.
Yes, we're big on the raffles here at CoilCon. Every year we have blue tickets for the community prize draw, and I'll get into that in a second. We have red tickets for general admission grand prize draw.
Everybody
yes,
gets
all,
one.
All you have to do is show up, and you can win a prize at CoilCon. You come empty-handed, come broke. You know, probably bring a lighter so Todd can bum smokes. But besides that, you know, everybody, you have a chance to win one of our grand prizes at CoilCon simply by attending. That's usually an attendee exclusive of some kind. This year we've got a carded Footloose from the Collectors Club. We've got a number of San Diego Comic-Con Jinx figures. I've got a Pimp Daddy Destro from a couple years ago.
Gold-headed Pimp Daddy.
Gold-headed nice. Pimp Daddy Very Destro nice, yes. from a couple years ago, which we know Greg has been eyeing a little suspiciously.
It's fake.
Good custom.
It's a custom. Yeah, it's a custom. Nice custom. And so we'll be giving those away. We collect, you know, some empirical data with surveys like they do at the big club. We hand out pig tickets for the completion of the survey. We have more Jinx figures to hand away as a prize for those. We also have a number of the Gary Head custom figures that were so popular on eBay a couple weeks back.
That's debatable.
I mean, you know, I don't know if popular is the right word. Infamous, maybe, perhaps
infamous,
the more
yeah.
correct term.
It sold for a lot.
It did sell for a lot. It was over $300, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's $300 too many.
I agree. I mean, I've had to look at Gary Head all day, and I've barely been able to hold my lunch down.
And he wears his goggles all the time. It really is true.
He really does. Yeah. It is. No, we actually we love the support that Gary gives our group, and it's always great having him around. You know, shame we can't hang out with him more because he's just busy, you know, running the D-Class booth. I'll go back, retrack a little bit, and get back to the blue tickets. It's kind of a coil tradition if you bring a Joe prize, you're gonna go home with a Joe prize. This is something that if it was five of us getting together in somebody's living room, this is still, you know, we would still practice this, and so we've just kind of opened it up to everybody, and just people bring scores of unopened, you know, Joe material, usually from the last couple of years. We saw a lot of 25th anniversary figures today. We saw a lot of Rise of Cobra figures today, a lot of Pursuit of Cobra figures today, even some Retaliation, and people are kind of trying to hold on to those. We passed through some good stuff on the blue ticket table. Greg, what did you take home today?
I got a black Iron Grenadier Destro and 30th anniversary Scarlet, and 25th anniversary Snow Serpent. So not too bad. I was pretty happy.
All right. See, there you go. And Gary's come away with a couple of decent prizes, but not what he really wanted.
No, but real quick, we do have proprietor here of Kokomo Toys. Just going to have to say hi real quick. Sponsor of the program, Todd Jordan.
Hi real quick.
There you go.
Thanks for coming to CoilCon.
You're welcome.
KokomoToys.com.
I thought you said it was going to be really quick. Now he's all over the mic.
He's slobbering on it so much, Greg doesn't want it back.
Kind of looks like a pet. I'm going to give it back. There you go.
Well then.
Well, everyone shop at Kokomo Toys.
There you go. That's our.
Yeah, so I got some goods.
How much do you think before Amber cuts him? How long do you think it'll lapse between when we tell him what he said and her cutting him?
She'll have to hear it, and then she'll be like, Todd, I can't believe you said that. You're going to wash your mouth out with soap.
I'm just saying, there'll be cutting. I don't think there'll be any.
No.
It won't be any soap involved.
It'll be a quick kill. So, yeah, I got some stuff, but mainly it was just here to enjoy. Last night we had kind of a pre-show get-together at one of the restaurants, did some eating and drinking. And then, of course, I came here late into the evening to help put together some of these sets.
Yeah, so, some of us were here much earlier than that.
Well, I was entertaining other folks as well. One of those folks I was entertaining is sitting here right behind me. I was going to pass him my mic, and you guys can talk to him. He's been on the program before, Fred Doss. He debuted episode one or clip one. What do you want to call it? Clip one, episode one?
Episode one
of G.I. Joe Initiate. And it debuted here, and I think we got it running in the store and down at the Yo Joe table on a continuous loop. I'm going to pass my mic over, and you guys can ask him questions about his thoughts of the day.
Hi. So, you know, we haven't asked you this 100 times yet today, Fred, but how are you?
I'm good.
We're kind of in the wind-down portion of the program. I know since we talked to you last, you've kind of changed things up a little bit on how you approach the movie. Four different parts, correct?
Yeah, we thought about doing episodic at first and then had kind of gone back and forth, and then we finally landed on episodic. For a couple reasons. I think, first of all, it allows people to get kind of into a more of a subscriber base with us and kind of get more into the stuff we plan on doing in the future, because we plan on doing more of these. And number two, and a practical reason, was just editing. It's much easier for us to edit and put together and sound effects and everything else in there and make it look and sound sexy if we're doing it in 5-minute chunks rather than, you know, a 20 or 25 minutes at a whack. So if we were working on it all at once, it would have probably been another 2 or 3 months before anybody would have seen anything. So I prefer it this way.
Very cool.
So.
Very cool. And how do you think the reaction was to the showing?
I think it's been good so far. I mean, I haven't mingled and gotten a lot of feedback yet, but I think it's been good so far. I know we've been very happy with it, coming from me and Anthony Scavino, who's my co-writer and the guys who were a part of it. When we got to see the finished product of the first episode, I think our expectations were exceeded from what we'd hoped to see. So, we're all pretty happy about it. I don't know. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't had the chance to yet. I've actually been up here at the prize table.
I don't know if Gary's seen it or not. If Gary saw it, he didn't say anything. So
Gary
may not be a good thing.
He's a glad hander anyway. You don't want to listen to him regardless. It could be the worst thing ever put to film, Fred. He'd love it.
Hey, I don't mind. Flattery's good.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
That doesn't concern me at all. I'm good.
He's
uncomfortable. Please lie to me.
He's uncomfortable about it, Fred. That's all I'm saying. He's uncomfortable.
Yeah, lie to me. I'm fine.
And Fred was walking around earlier today in a full Viper costume that was worn during the movie.
Yeah, I've been sporting one of our Viper costumes that we had from Pit Viper Studios. Did our helmets, and then the rest of it was assembled from various stuff that we purchased out of our Kickstarter budget we had, and donations from airsplat.com was one of our big contributors. We also evike.com and a couple other places, Airsoft Station, and a couple other folks donated stuff to us, but airsplat.com was particularly good to us with like our vests and knee pads and elbow pads and all the rest of that stuff. So yeah, that was very helpful.
How many photos do you think were taken with you today?
I got several. It's I felt like a real con goer doing the whole cosplay thing. It was kind of fun.
Very cool.
So is this an avenue that you're thinking about maybe going through in the future as far as reaching out to some other shows? I know you got to us, and I do apologize. I wish we could have done more for you. You kind of caught us late in the process.
No, I mean, I was really excited to be a part of it. I came to you guys early on, and you know, What's On Joe Mind kind of plugged us and took care of us and got us some publicity early on. So it was exciting for me to come up, not only just get a chance to meet you guys and kind of hang out and everything, but to kind of bring it back where it started and say, okay, now I've got the first episode and we're going to do it. And, you know, plus it's, you know, you could take it to a big, you know, comic book convention or a big, but it's cool to bring it to something like this. It's a G.I. Joe event that's centered around G.I. Joe fans. It's kind of cool to do it this way. So
cool, and we're extremely happy to have you. I mean, we've been thrilled since you said, "Hey, you guys want to run this at CoilCon?" And I know I got on the phone with Gary that night, and I was like, you know, we kind of had that half a moment where we did the comical pause at the same time. Sure, why don't you come on down, Fred? We could clear out a spot for you. Sure, why not?
Drive up from Texas. I got it.
Is that where you came from?
When we realized you were driving from Texas, we realized, you know, he's just crazy enough to do this.
I am. I almost had Ricondo and Lowlight from our film, too, but had some last-minute stuff come up. And I know Michael Brown, who played with Ricondo, is very sad that he didn't get a chance to make it out. So,
do you have anything you'd like to say to him as a taunt?
I'm in Kokomo.
He won.
Hi. Hey, Michael. How's it going?
But is there anything else you'd like to add? I mean, just kind of give everybody the refresher on the project.
Well, you know, it's been a fun run since the last we talked. You know, you end up, if you try to do everything exactly how you wanted it, you'll never get it done. It'll never be finished. It'll never get out there. So there were a lot of concessions that we had to make along the way, a lot of changes, some of them for the better. You know, we changed up our Joe lineup. We were originally going to run Flint and Tunnel Rat, and we ended up changing to Stalker and Mercer just because of some availability issues with different actors and just some of our schedule that we had to get done. Originally, we had planned on, it was a military museum we were going to work with. We were going to try to get tanks and other stuff in the film, and that didn't end up panning out like I wanted it to. But in the end, I think some of the additions that we've had, some of the changes that we made for the positive, and just the way we were able to work around things and kind of be flexible with it, I don't think anybody's going to notice, you know, some of the changes and sacrifices we had to make along the way to make things happen. So. It's, you know, filmmaking, especially at this level with the kind of budgets we're working with, it's all about adaptability. So,
yeah, very cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming up. We really appreciate it.
That's cool. Again, anytime our little program can be of some help to you with this stuff, and really with anything, just, you know, let us know.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, hopefully I'll have more for you next year.
You know, speaking as from what's on your mind from the Coil. You pick up the phone and you give us a call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, thanks.
I'm going to pass my mic over to, or actually, you're going to pass your mic, you're closer.
Yeah, Greg had been talking kind of a lot today. We're pretty tired
of
him.
Gosh.
Seriously, you get back in the show for one time.
One time!
I just got done telling this guy how much I liked his voice and I missed it on the show.
Well, thank you, Robert.
He was like,
well, thank you,
Robert.
I miss Greg. I don't know about the replacement. I don't know.
Right. He's kind of an ass.
Of course, this is Robert Atkins, one of the very distinguished guests that we have here at CoilCon 3. How's the show been for you?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was real busy for me, and it's
whenever like
I get
that.
A chance to do, because I haven't been here before, and whenever I get to a new Joe, any kind of gathering or show or whatever, it's great because it's a lot of people I haven't met before, and get a chance to kind of talk about my work. I love answering the questions about what goes into making the comics and everything kind of behind the scenes with the art. But it was a lot of fun. It was a really good time.
Yeah, one of your contemporaries, I guess, is from Kokomo.
Jeremy Dale.
Yeah, he's been in the store and everything.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy, and he's got a lot of history with Joe Comics and stuff,
yep.
Doing the two packs and a lot of the other stories. And I think we first met just at various conventions, and then we did a couple Joe panels together, and I was like, "Oh yeah, you're the guy," you know, and he's like, "Yeah, you're the guy." And so we kind of just met up, and we've kind of kept in touch online and stuff. And then I found out he's from here, and I'm just like, "Oh, it's a crazy small world."
Yeah.
And another thing is, I teach online classes in the Comics Experience. It's like this online course about how to make comics and things, and one of our moderators, one of my previous students who's kind of become one of the administrators in the program, lives here in Kokomo.
Oh, good.
So he just wrote the one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issues that came out from IDW, and so he was here signing that.
Yes, he was.
So
yes.
That's Paul Allure. And
he was right behind you.
Yeah, again, just again, crazy coincidence. You know,
that's
I work with him, you know, week to week, you know, with the teaching, and he lives here. It's just nuts.
So, any buys at the show, or just entertaining the
kids? I'm limited because
buys.
My wife is with me.
Sure. She's looking this way.
But, only good things, sweetie. Only good things.
He's in trouble.
If she wasn't here, I'd be going home with a flag. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay, nice.
No, seriously.
Did you get anything? This is his son. What's your name?
Connor.
Connor.
And what'd you get? Did he get you anything?
Ghost Rider.
Oh.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, yeah. Okay.
And we were looking for a cover girl. But
why would you want that figure?
Was there because my daughter's really into the G.I. Joes and there's only three or four
daughter
girls.
Wants it. Okay,
and Connor likes them too. But
Gary is a renowned
I don't like
cover girl hater. So you'll have to pardon.
It was a conspiracy.
Yikes!
It's nothing personal. It's just more Gary and cover girl are really both victims of circumstance.
It's not. Well, I was looking all over and they don't have a cover girl and there's one over there for like 50, and I was like, that's all right.
Does it come with the Wolverine?
No, it was in a 3-pack.
That's the one I'm upset about. Yeah.
That is the specific figure that Gary is.
And I'm like, well, how are you supposed to get one then? But anyway.
Well, the club's got it in the subscription.
I'm going to have to do that.
It's expired already. The 4th.
Yeah, he's probably hitting eBay.
So much for that.
Probably hitting
Although anyone listening, contact Robert Atkins if you'd like to sell him your cover girl.
Yeah.
I'm sure we probably can get you at least a dozen.
It's not like I'm collecting crystal balls or anything.
Over there, he would probably be most disappointed if you started doing that.
I'd be horning in on his market.
Yeah.
Not to mention, if we said, hey, everybody, send your crystal balls to Robert Atkins after knowing Nova for years, he'd come over and kneecap us.
It'd be over.
Nah, just Nova.
I mean, granted, we can probably outrun him, but...
Well, I'm very happy that we got you and your family here. I'm glad that you had a great show. I know your wife was like, he needs water. He's been talking so much.
I know. I talk a lot at the shows.
Came over. So I hope you made a ton of money. I know you made some from me. I know you made some from Greg. So I'm very happy that you guys made the trip up here and safe travels home. And I know this won't be the last time we'll have you on the show.
Oh no! Can you come
back next year?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was certainly worth the trip for me. I really enjoyed it. If anything, I wish it was like another day, so I could do more drawing and hang out more. But
hey, it's Jay Hunger. Jay Hunger's happy he's out of this business now.
He's like, I'm out,
Jay Hunger.
Because frankly, another day just gave Jay a heart palpitation.
Jay retires tomorrow.
It's over.
He's going out like. Oh, so you're not going out like Ted Williams? Hit a home run, I'm done. Out, see ya.
Don't.
What'd you do? Shoot up?
Don't talk to Jay right now. He's got nuts in his mouth.
You can't deny it.
Oh.
All right. On that note, I think I'm going to head into the store real quick.
You need to take your kid away from this conversation right now.
Cover your ears.
Thank you, Connor. Have a good
night. Thanks a lot. Right, see you guys.
All right.
That's right. Fred Doss is calling for multitasking. That's all. He's in good shape, though.
Jay, do you want to talk about your experience doing the set at all? Doing the two figures? We did Dodger. We did Zalant, which was the.
This is kind of one of the fast and dirties.
Dodger. Sergeant First Class Dodger and Zalant, the Coil Gorilla.
It was an interesting year. Long year.
Now, if I read between the lines, when you say interesting year, it probably effing sucked.
That would be yes.
All right, so tell us about Zalant. We how he came to be. What all parts right. did you use?
Well,
inspiration.
For Zalant, we just wanted to do a coil figure first of all. That
coil army builder, right?
Right. So, you know, we were trying to think of interesting ideas for him, and then we kind of mulled over ideas, concepts, why we were doing what. And then we came across the idea for the set before anything else, and the set being a glider set, and that we kind of went back and forth on that one as well.
Before you get into any more of the history, Jay, for people who haven't been necessarily following along at home, what does the CoilCon 3 convention set include?
Diecast Defiant sets.
Diecast Defiant sets. That's right. We sold them for $30. No, not true.
Two vintage foam gliders.
Two vintage style foam gliders. Yeah, the foam is quite new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike.
I have no idea.
Once again.
Anyway.
with the custom paint job on the coil glider, yes.
Anyway, back to the concept.
Yes.
One of the things that we liked, and Gary actually found. There you go, Gary.
Thank you.
Dodger, who is an Indiana native, one of his last
missions,
thank you,
yeah,
was to hunt down the coil in Eastern Europe. I was like, well, okay, Eastern Europe, that's a good grounds for a character. So me and John, we kind of battled ideas for names.
John
Cremins. He was on last week's episode. Yep.
So we battled a couple names that we didn't like. And Zalant came about. We were like, okay, we can deal with that. So, but what the hell does it mean? So we found out that it means either dragon or winged serpent, winged snake, something like that. I was like, oh, this is perfect for exactly what we need. So we decided to go with that to keep the, you know, snake theme going with Sidewinder from last year.
Yep.
And, it just kind of evolved from that. And then we were kind of figuring out ways to make both Zalant and Dodger. Zalant was made first. Dodger was kind of like we know who we want to do, but we're not 100% sure how we're going to do it. And it just kind of came about with the Renegade's trooper head, who I thought was a solid base for his helmet from the original figure. And
well, the use of the Duke with the body armor,
yeah,
was very good, because it matches up very well with the vintage.
Well enough, anyway. Sorry, I have a drumstick in my mouth.
No, never mind. ice cream is being passed around right now. So,
last year, of course, Sidewinder was a big hit.
Yeah.
And that's a figure that it was one of those where it looked good in the pictures, and when you got it in your hands, wow, that was when it really blew you away. And really, this year's figures are very similar to that, Jay. I thought they looked great before, but after seeing them up close, wow.
Great
job this year.
Honestly, a personal favorite of mine is Dodger. I like him because...
Mine too.
That's because he wanted to do Dodger. The reason why...
And the Nighthawk glider.
One of the reasons why we did Dodger the way we did is because we wanted fewer paint apps, just for the fear of chipping. We wanted to have a little bit more play value, because Dodger is an established character. So we figured if there was going to be a figure of the two that they would use in their normal sets, normal displays, it would be Dodger, just because of his history.
Yeah.
So that is actually why we did that. The colors of the original parts kind of leaned well towards the Night Force, so it kind of worked. So,
please, Hasbro, don't come after us for using the name Dodger.
That was Gary Godso's idea.
I believe
they've met me.
I believe it was. I believe I was the one who changed him to Sergeant First Class Dodger.
Mike Irizarry had a part in this as well.
Take whatever credit you want, Mike.
I'm just saying that I may have saved your legal bacon, and you should probably give me Troop Builders.
All right, Jay. All right. So Jay goes out on a high note.
See, he's kicking me out. He wants to make sure I'm no longer a part of this.
No. No, next year Mo's running the project. See, that's...
Mo was running the project this year. And last year, too, right?
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
And, of course, you can always hear Jay on his own hack of a podcast. Moderately geeky.
ModerateLyGeeky.com. Jay Hunger and the boys.
Yeah.
Who else do we want to pull into this this mad mess of a show?
I think that's... I don't know where noted author James Cavanaugh is.
He was just here a second ago.
I believe he is working... He has an ice cream cone. He's deep throating an ice cream cone right now. So no, I think he's a little busy right now. Give him a minute.
No, there was all kinds of stuff I couldn't say right there.
What stopped you before?
I know, but you know, in the past, I know that you can edit it out if I cross a line. And here we're not editing to this stuff. So
Greg,
know
how's the editing been lately?
I think it's been fine.
Okay,
I
mean, all right.
I haven't noticed any glaring issues.
Have you noticed less Chuck?
I mean,
because Gary's goal is to edit him out of every episode.
Eventually, Chuck will just be, you know, a couple of 5 or 6 sound bites that will play throughout an episode.
He just says hi in the beginning, and that's
hi. Hi in the beginning. What'd you get
shout out
this week?
I love you, Arun. You know it's. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. We got about 37 minutes of questionable material. It's a great day here at CoilCon.
When do we ever not have questionable material?
That's true.
Legitimacy left with Greg.
Well, it's back. Don't worry.
I'm back, baby. That's what he just said. I'm back.
Well, sorry, Justin. Good luck with your future podcast.
Actually, Greg will be joining us on a future podcast, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. We will be doing a series, we will be included in a series of podcasts that's actually being head up by Craig from the Fooshcast. And it's to look back at our very first pilot episode, which was horrible.
It'll be a fun one.
Oh, my God.
I do remember listening to that show and to give you feedback.
Horrible. But we're gonna actually talk about what actually became of the pilot and the news results and all that. Might actually have people go back and listen to it. I think it only has about 500 or 600 people. And why do they have to listen in order? I don't get it. But anyways, Greg will be joining us for that one here in October, I think. October, November. So you might hear Greg yet again. And we'll get a full update on the honeymoon. Where are you going?
New Zealand. Ooh. In December.
That's a long plane ride.
Greg's still trying to get him to swing over to mainland.
He's trying his best to have me to take an extra couple days of vacation and swing over there, but we'll see.
You'll make him cry. You'll break his little Aussie heart.
I know. The tears and the wallabies and all of it.
Misty-eyed wallabies.
Oh, and the mud huts. Yes. It's going to make his mud hut melt. All right, with that note, we are out of here.
Oh, my.
CoilCon 3 at Kokomo, Indiana. Kokomo Toys. I'm sure there'll be a CoilCon 4. date, time, place, all to be determined. For Mike, who's just being a jerk. And our old buddy, Greg. We're out of here. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Later.